Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama reiterated his regret on Friday for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
But the one thing I wanted everybody to know, because I know you, because I work with you, because I know the quality of this team, is that we all bleed when we lose an American life.
Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, President Obama said the news that aid workers, American Warren Weinstein, that is, and Italian Giovanni Laporto, had been killed was hard for him to absorb. President Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. U.S. Defense Department spokesperson Colonel Steve Warren says tensions in the Arabian Sea have lessened over the prospect of Iranian ships delivering weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen. An Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen changed course and now appears to be returning to Iran. White House says it has evidence Iran has supplied weapons and given other support to the Houthis. U.S. warships have been sent to Yemeni waters to keep the shipping channels open there. Italian police arrested 9 suspected terrorists and were hunting for 9 others. That was on Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to the deadly attacks in Pakistan and possibly a plot to attack the Vatican. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network, that one of their reputed goals was to an uprising against the Pakistani government. This is VOA News. Thousands of Armenians, people, several world leaders gathered in Armenia Friday to mark the 100th anniversary of the World War I killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. Armenia refers to the killing of up to 1.5 million people as genocide. Turkey accepts that many Christian Armenians were killed in fighting during the war, but denies it amounted to genocide. Actor and UN refugee envoy Angelina Jolie Pitts spoke to Security Council on Friday on the suffering of Syrian refugees. She met many of them during her visits to the region. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the UN.
Jolie Pitts scolded the Security Council for its political divisions and lack of action to resolve the crisis.
The Security Council has powers to address these threats to international peace and security, but those powers lie unused. The problem is not lack of information. We know in excruciating detail what is happening in Yarmouk, in Aleppo, in Homs. The problem is lack of political will.
The Security Council has seen 4 vetoes from Russia, supported by China, of measures that might have helped halt the conflict and the humanitarian disaster it has created. More than 220,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, among them some 10,000 children. Nearly 4 million Syrians have become refugees. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. UN High Commission for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step, but added that refugees must have some other avenue to get to safety if the problems of the refugees' deaths at sea is to be solved. Adrian Edwards is with the UNHCR.
Half those who crossed the Mediterranean in 2014 were people seeking refuge from wars and persecution. And for refugees fleeing war, there has to be some alternative to having to cross the Mediterranean in smugglers' boats.
Europe's own border protection agency, Frontex, also welcomed the decision to increase the funding, which resulted from an emergency meeting on migrant safety Thursday in Brussels. French President François Hollande has urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to move forward with implementing a ceasefire to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine. For his part, President Putin called on Mr. Hollande to restore ties between their countries after a year of tensions over the situation in Ukraine. Fighting between the government forces and pro-Russia separatists has killed 6,000. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This week, it's our fourth week in the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And on this edition of the program, we'll celebrate how jazz has been embraced by the whole world with the International Jazz Day concert. Yes, for the fourth year in a row, International Jazz Day will be celebrated around the world, this year on the 30th of April, the last day of the month, and this time in Paris. Paris follows New York City, Istanbul, Turkey, and Osaka, Japan as the host cities for the concert. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, known as UNESCO, its director, Arina Bokova, and its goodwill ambassador, America's own Herbie Hancock, are at the head of this great effort and this wonderful concert. I'll tell you more about it, but first, let's hear some music from some of the artists that'll be participating this year in the concert. And let's begin with the great American vocalist, Dede Bridgewater. The song you're about to hear by Dede is Herbie Hancock's great song, Watermelon Man. And it comes from a project that is unfortunately in French. Mon français, c'est très mal, but luckily I've got my daughter, Blair Davis, here who can help me out. The name of this album is Jazz à Saint-Germain. Blair, how close am I to that?
Pretty close, but it's Jazz à Saint-Germain.
Merci beaucoup. And now here's Dede Bridgewater. Take it away. Thank you, Blair.
De rien. Oh,
Just one of the stars of international improvised music who'll be attending and performing at the 4th International Jazz Day concert in Paris on the 30th of April. The great master of the oud, Dafir Youssef, with his song 39th Goulet to Istanbul from his album Bird's Requiem. And Dafir Youssef, as you may know, hails from Tunisia, just one of the countries from all over the globe that'll be represented at the 4th International Jazz Day concert. Now, the thrust of this event as part of Jazz Appreciation Month celebration around the world in the month of April is, in the words of Goodwill Ambassador of UNESCO, Herbie Hancock, to encourage and highlight the power of jazz as a force for freedom and creativity, promoting intercultural dialogue through respect and understanding, uniting people from all corners of the globe. And the wonderful creativity of jazz certainly does bring people together. There is no doubt about it. Speaking of bringing people together, coming for the concert will be the master bassist Marcus Miller, and I ask him to give us his thoughts about Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April, and we'll follow that with a rare live recording from Marcus Miller from the 2007 Newport Jazz Festival here on VOA's Jazz America. Take it away, Marcus.
Hey, this is Marcus Miller. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? So you know what you need to do, right? You need to go out and hear some jazz. So go on, listen to some jazz, go buy some jazz. Buy some new music, buy some old music. You know, I know you already have Kind of Blue, Love Supreme, but buy something new. You know, buy something from these young guys who are trying to make it out here because it's tough for a jazz musician and they need your support. Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
We're going to make everybody come together. Check it out. We'll be right back. Thank you. Ja, we love you. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Marcus Miller.
Marcus Miller inviting the world to come together in the music of the Beatles turned into jazz. He'll be performing at the International Jazz Day concert on the 30th of April in Paris. Maybe he'll do that song and bring everyone together as he did at the 2007 Newport Jazz Festival with that performance. Now, you heard him mention in his message to us to support the young musicians out there. Well, one of them is young bassist Ben Williams, who's originally from Washington, D.C. He won the Thelonious Monk competition not long ago and started working with jazz greats like Wynton Marsalis, Roy Hargrove, Mulgrew Miller, Terrence Blanchard, and Stefan Harris. And now, from his own solo release just out, Coming of Age, here's Ben Williams, who'll be performing also in Paris and performs for us now on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Coming from the modern tradition of electroacoustic jazz, blending electronics and electric instruments with acoustic instruments, the kind that originally created jazz all those years ago, that is young Mr. Ben Williams, who will be performing at the International Jazz Day concert in Paris on the 30th of April. Maybe he'll do that song, High Steppin', from his new release, just out, titled Coming of Age. Hope you enjoyed that, and I've got more from the artist performing at the International Jazz Day concert. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Facebook. Yes, some folks have chosen to track me down on my Facebook page. Just look for Russ Davis, and you can communicate with me that way too, as well as on email. This one is a very simple message, as lots of my messages on Facebook are. It comes from Abu Baker Rashid. He says, simply, hello, Russ. Greetings from your jazzy friend in Sierra Leone. See, from all over the world, people enjoying jazz here on VOA's Jazz America. And I know that in Paris on the 30th of April, people from all over the world will be gathering not only to hear jazz, but to make jazz. And one of those that'll be there is the young man who was born in Switzerland, picked up a harmonica as a young man, and now has made his name as one of the great players of that instrument of all time. He came to the USA to follow his musical dreams, and he's done just that, working with a host of fantastic players as a member of the Pat Metheny Group, working with the likes of Marcus Miller and Cassandra Wilson, as well as Herbie Hancock and Elton John and Sting and others. Here is Gregoire Marais from his album simply titled Gregoire Marais and a song entitled Manha du Sol, as we celebrate the International Jazz Day concert in Paris on the 30th of April and those that'll be playing on stage, Gregoire Marais among them. Herbie Hancock and his VSOP All-Star Band, including his longtime friend and associate, Wayne Shorter, on the saxophone. And both Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter will be part of the lineup for the International Jazz Day concert on the 30th of April in Paris. Now, this concert in Paris is going to be streamed live worldwide on the UNESCO, U.S. Department of State, and Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz websites. There'll be events during the daytime in Paris, including master classes, roundtable discussions, improvisational workshops, and education programs led by jazz musicians, educators, and diplomats. And other concerts and performances will take place across the city of Paris as well. The concert is going to be at UNESCO headquarters, featuring Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. And Wayne Shorter at the Detroit Jazz Festival was part of a panel and had these comments to make about his mission in life as far as being a jazz musician. Following his comments, we'll hear a rare live performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival by Wayne Shorter, and a rare performance you'll only hear right here on VOA's Jazz America.
My compositional process is, I have no formula, but the objective is to have people in the music, people struggling, people getting in trouble, and then getting out of it. Music that questions, that's what it is. But composition is stagnated description. I move this line, this note from here to there. I move this note from here to there. That's why I compose. Now, what is that? A very organized music. Music that attracts the momentary, the temporary states. That kind of happiness is mistaken for indestructible happiness. Indestructible happiness exists in the face of the most horrific tragedy. And the indestructible happiness stays there, is still there. That's say, enjoy what you enjoy and suffer what you must suffer. We will never get rid of suffering, but you can elevate our life condition so that it permeates and transcends. To speak about music separately doesn't mean anything. It's just as convenient to being something over there. So if I could be like a flower in music that only grows in the swamp, the one flower that grows in the swamp, and the swamp is the world where people commit suicide and do this and wheel and deal and everything, the swamp of life. But a beautiful flower, the one flower that thrives in this swamp. If I can do this musically, I can do it. I'm going to do it too. The mission for this flower is to only thrive where there's trouble. That's my mission.
Shorter and his quartet recorded live at the Detroit Jazz Festival with an untitled jam created on the spot. Spontaneity, the essence of jazz improvisation. Wayne Shorter performing at the International Jazz Day concert in Paris on the 30th, and so will the son of Fela Kuti, the father of Afrobeat. Femi Kuti will be there performing with music like this, carrying on the tradition created by his great father from Nigeria. Femi Kuti was born in London but raised in Lagos, and he didn't stray far from the musical message created by his father years ago. Here is Femi Kuti with a song entitled What Will Tomorrow Bring on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Yeah.
Nigeria's famed Ikuti, What Will Tomorrow Bring? More from the artist performing at the International Jazz Day concert in Paris, coming up next hour on Jazz America.